Catch the buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that is what's up. Welcome to the Buzz 24/7. It is Thursday, October something teenth. 17?
17, baby.
See, I knew it was a teenth. At least I knew that, Kelly.
Yeah.
Chicken, they all blur together.
Tell you, Chicken Big Mac's been out about a week now.
You tried it?
I did try it, and I got news.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad. It's just I was expecting, maybe I was expecting mentally grilled chickens, but it wasn't bad. It was just like,
they were like nuggets. Didn't she tell you
that?
Yeah,
I asked you that last week, and you were like, two chicken tenders. I said.
Right. So I guess my brain was still expecting the meat taste. I don't know.
Well, chicken is chicken meat?
Yeah, it is, well, but I wanted that beef mentally, so I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it's not terrible, but it's not something I was like the chicken Whopper, I think, might be more up my alley.
Did you buy one from Mom, too?
No.
Oh.
Why?
She had some chili. I bought chili for Mom,
which
she ended up saying was a little spicy for her. So maybe I should have got it.
It's funny you say that. I listened to an audio platform. Maybe not iHeart, but there's a commercial that's out about this McDonald's thing, and it's like, it's basically that, but not quite. And that's basically what you just said. I was like, that doesn't mean it isn't good. I
want Mickey D's to bring back the grilled chicken.
Kelly wants a little healthier, but chicken. That's where we're at. But it is today's Wendy's. Buzz 24/7, and it's Thursday.
Yes,
we didn't
is.
Even talk to Greg today. Which was...
It felt like we did because you started texting me at like 4:30 this morning.
I know, but we got to talk to Val this morning. We got to talk to Kate, to Tyler.
Yeah.
We could talk to the Kretschmars we needed to talk to.
Yeah.
Him do what he needed to do.
I think the family was represented.
Yeah, I think they were represented for sure.
Yesterday, I brought up, some love stuff. Are you in love or in lust? And the questions that I asked you guys before then were the six least important things you should look for in a partner. How, like, times have changed, and maybe 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, we used to take other things into consideration. So when we got done doing this, the ladies on the show said, oh, my God, ask your kids this.
Yeah, I wanted to know what the girls thought, because they're in that age range.
So last night it was Nora and Jill's date night, and then I asked Sadie on the phone, and also Amy got involved, and then they got their friend Stormy involved, who they work with, and Stormy is out in dating.
Obviously
and stuff
the
like
coolest
that.
Person ever. Her name is Stormy,
yes,
or
absolutely.
His name is Stormy, I'm
her
assuming.
Name, yes,
her.
Yes. Okay. So the first question I had asked is a perfect 10 yes or no? A thing.
You need a perfect 10.
Stormy, no. Nora and Jill, no. Sadie McMullen, oh, hell yeah. Dad, what kind of question is that?
And Sadie has been the McDreamy kind of girl her entire life. Ever since I've met Sadie, she has always been Disney princess.
I don't want to say, but lustful.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, she's looking for that fairy tale sort of
Yes, she's always
vibe.
Been the, you could tell that she was looking for.
Amy, no. So the next question was, never been married. Now, all of them except Amy thought this was odd because they're looking at it through 20, 19-year-old eyes.
Most people aren't married
by
that age.
They all said they thought that was a bit weird right across the board. Like at their age, they don't want to get involved with everybody. Amy, she said that didn't bother her, obviously. Shares exact interest. Stormy, she said yes. Nora and Sadie, yes, but not all of them. Sadie said, no, we need our space. And Amy also said, no, we need our space.
Okay.
An impressive career. All the way across, all the ladies said no. And Amy went, no.
There's no T in across. I'm just saying.
Okay. Great. So an impressive career. Then the fifth one was wealth. A majority of the girls all went right across the board that said no, except Nora and Jill said it would definitely help in life. And then the last one was highly educated, and all of them are like, no, just have a job that we can, at least when you get home, we can chat about.
Sure.
So then we got the 20-something.
They want to chat about their jobs when they get home? One thing that I...
Well, yeah, you don't want to talk about it.
Jeff and I don't talk about My work or his work? It's two different lives.
Yeah.
Work is work. Home is home. And I try not to. Yeah.
Well, I know a lot about people. I know a lot about people that I've never met. Because yeah. Cass will tell me about these work. People when she comes. And I'm like, I can't even track.
She doesn't listen to this, right? And then she'll be like, do you even care?
I care when they're treating her wrong. Right. I care when she's dealing with things like that. But the rest of the time, I could not care less.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
But it would be
honey.
Interesting because you would get painted a picture of somebody. And then you go into Mark's once in a while and then to see if it matches up with what you painted in your head.
And we do nickname. We're big nickname people, so you don't use their actual name. So there'll be like a trait or something like Salsa Guy. We've got a car washer in our life. We've got the other lesbians in the condo complex.
Well,
we've got
more?
This. Yeah, there's multiple.
Whoa.
We're actually showing up.
There's not a limit. No.
On the lesbians? Yeah.
It's not in the condo association.
No, I think that's good. Yeah, that's
now,
nice.
With Amy, I mean, there's laws and rules. So, like, how was it work today? She'll just say, oh, it was a long day.
Oh, true, the HIPAA.
So there's not really, but she'll discuss, you know, like, oh, I worked with Dr. So-and-so, and I may have run into him. Oh, we saw him at Marg's once. Oh, he's the runner and stuff like that. But not really. So it's, and me... If it's something like really, really exciting, like, honey, we interviewed the guy that was in this TV show that she loves, she'll be like, oh my God. But most of the time, she's just like, you know, anything exciting happened today? Everybody good? Everybody's good? Okay, great. We move on.
And because Cass and I work such opposite shifts throughout the course of the week, we don't really talk late at night, which is when she gets a lot of her regulars in and other people in, which are love the majority of them, don't love some of them. But she'll just like rage text. That's what we call it. Like, she'll just go off. I'll be asleep. I'll read them at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I have no idea she's sending them when she's sending them. I'm like, whoa, this was a wild night. I was not aware that all of this was happening for you. But it's always, I had 7 texts this morning I hadn't read.
Whoa.
I was like, what happened
last night? She's getting it out of her system.
Exactly. And it works. But I'm, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on there.
Yeah, I try not to talk about. No, like about any of you to Jeff.
I don't
like,
ever want to talk about you.
Yeah, I could have told him I'm the king of the pretzel tasters.
No, he would never even know.
He wouldn't care. Also,
he might be impressed with me for knowing.
He'd be like, "Really, you did that?
He's
that was
impressed
your job?
When you actually email him
I've been
to the right
six,
email.
4 weeks in a row.
Yeah, okay.
I sent the football pool to the right email.
Yeah,
I missed Jason last week.
And he even works with us.
Yeah, he does. I see him.
Yeah. Work, schmuck.
Yeah, I try I know some people like to come home and...
Decompress.
I don't like doing that. And maybe it's probably a bad thing, but...
Whatever works for you.
Another time, another place.
Yeah.
Do you have food advice for us?
I do have Cooking on a Budget.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
I'll be honest, I didn't even go and look for the megaphone. I'm not going to intro Kelly Brown down on aisle one, doing whatever Kelly does in aisle one. I'm not doing that. That's not happening today. We're just going
to
get right to Laura's cooking on a budget.
I didn't even give Greg a food of the week, so that's good.
He doesn't need
puffin.
It. He's got puffin.
He's not here. Kelly, your beer sales of the week at Market Basket. You have a Harpoon, Somebody Knows Dogfish Head, and Peroni, $14.99. Shaw's is having their Sam Adams deal. But you need to get that digital rebate, and I know you won't do it. And
get
It's $12.99. It's such a good deal, and
takes gas to get to the Shaw's. So,
you don't live next to Shaw's?
Yeah. I bump into one
drive,
here in
Newark
as I drive, but I got my routine.
Yeah, but you can get some great deals. Anyways, Roadkill Suite of the Week. This is at Hannaford, and
Annie's.
It's a combination, but this thing is something for you. They know you'll love it. It's made hot in store, and Hannaford does have a great
rotisserie chicken.
Even better. It's a Tyson chicken waffle sandwich.
Stop it.
It's a chicken sandwich with waffles that you're buying.
It's
called the Suite of the Week.
Cut it out.
Yep.
$3, two for six. And I know you like to make pit stops and eat lunch on your way home. That might be your Hannaford pit stop. Yeah. Made in store Tyson
like
chicken
that.
Waffle sandwich. Kaylee, pick a food sale of the week if you send Cass into Market Basket, which I know you will. They have these new things. They're called Pringles Mingles. Okay. And I know you like Pringles.
I do like to mingle.
I'm not a fan. I think they taste like cardboard. If I'm going to eat a chip, I want something.
I don't mind the Pringle.
I want something. Right? If I'm going to eat a chip, something bad for me. Pringles seems too baked or something. Just not.
Sure. All right. Fair enough.
But Pringles mingles. It's actually Pringles have made these puff snacks.
Okay.
They're puffed Pringles. And they're new. They come in a bag. Okay. You don't have to worry about your hand fitting in that hole.
I got a fat hand. My hand doesn't fit in that stupid container.
These come in bags. They're craveable new snack. They're light, airy, crispy Pringles. They have cheddar and sour cream flavor.
Love it.
They have a sharp white cheddar and ranch flavor. And they have a dill pickle and ranch flavor. So three different flavors. You can find those, or Cass can find those at Market Basket this week. And they are on sale for $2 for $5 for a bag. Great deal.
Love that.
Now we'll go over to Hannaford, where your sales end on Saturday. You have your boneless chuck roast, $4.99 a pound. Whole chicken, 99 cents a pound. Cod fillets, $7.99 a pound. Your tope apples, 89 cents a pound. Seasoned chicken drumsticks, $1.99 a pound. St. Louis style pork ribs, $2.99 a pound. Boneless center cut pork chops, $2.49 a pound. Your boneless stew beef, which is the weather when it is chilly, beef stew wouldn't be bad. It's only $5.99 a pound. Lean ground chicken, $2 for $7. Eggplant and spaghetti squash, only 99 cents a pound. And your broccoli bunch, $1.99. Now we'll go over to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday this week. At Aldi, you can get your New York Extra Fancy Gala apples, $1.99 for the 3-pound bag. Your California red grapes, $1.49 a pound. Avocados at Aldi are only 79 cents each. Gourmet Medley tomatoes, $2.89. Sliced white mushrooms, $1.29. Your whole boneless pork butt roast, $1.99 a pound. Wagyu ground beef, $4.99. Birria style beef, $5.79 a pound. And your steakhouse or brown sugar bourbon chuck roast, $5.79 a pound. Now let's go to Shaw's. Your Shaw's, if you have the app, you're going to love the For You sale this week. And sales begin on Friday. Fresh ground beef or Shady Brook Farms ground turkey, only $2.97 a pound. Your Coho salmon filet, $8.97 a pound. Lucerne bar shredded or sliced cheese, $1.97. Your Kellogg cereal, your Nutri-Grain bars, Pop-Tarts, Rice Krispie Treats, and Kellogg's Eggo waffles, only $1.97. Doritos, Tostitos, Cape Cod potato chips, Popcorners, or Bachmann snacks.
Kelly.
Listen, I have not trashed all the other Bachmann snacks.
$2.47.
Just the pretzels lack.
Okay, and I guess people have been telling me it's Utz, not Utz. I'm still calling it Utz.
I'm calling it Utz. I call it Utz all the time.
Utz. Utz. I thought Except people from out of state go, oh, I love you, Utz.
But yeah, so somebody's like, it's called Utz. I'm calling it Utz. Charmin bath tissue, Bounty paper towels, $11.97. Your Angry Orchard, your Sam Adams, nice. And your Twisted Tea, only $12.99 if you have that rebate. And your Tide Bounce Downy softener sheets and Gain, only $8.99. Other deals at Shaw's, they're doing their 99-cent produce sale, which is awesome. They have the red, yellow, orange, green peppers, European cucumbers, baby carrots, broccoli crowns, sweet onions, tote apples, winter squash, which includes your butternut, acorn, buttercup, and spaghetti. You got your sweet or russet potatoes, your Dole Garden salads, your 4-pack tomatoes, red cabbage, yellow zucchini, let's see, what else? Pies, celery, hearts, Dole coleslaw, parsley, bunch radishes, green onions, fresh gourmet croutons, your apple pouches, wonderful pistachios. Guess what? Only 99 cents each at the produce sale. Cooked shrimp or raw shrimp, $6.99 a pound. Hatfield bacon, only $4.99. Your Ben & Jerry's, your Breyers ice cream, Klondike novelties. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Buy two, get two free. Kelly, that's four things of Ben & Jerry's you can get.
I love it.
Great deal.
I love it.
Campbell's chunky soup, chunky soup bowls, homestyle soups, buy two, get two free. Thomas's English muffins, buy one, get two free. And Tropicana orange juice, $2.99. Now we'll head over to Market Basket. At Market Basket, you can get your top round roast this week at $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Poland Springs water, 28-pack, 2 for $12. Let's see here. Excuse me. That's 3 for $12. What a mistake I made.
God.
Hellman's mayonnaise, $4.99.
Happens again, you're out of here.
Your Wonder Bread, 2 for $4. Honey Nut Cheerios, 2 for $5. Raspberries, 2 for $5. Your butternut squash is 79 cents a pound. Your spinach, 2 for $3, and your family-sized Rana fresh pasta, $5.99. That includes the spinach raviolis, the cheese raviolis, plus all your tortellinis. Now, football Sunday cooking. This week, we did beef Wellington appetizers. You guys did not get to try that because we ate them all. They were that good. It is more expensive than cooking on a budget than I normally would. But if you have a smaller crowd and you just want to impress them with really good, tasty food, Beef Wellington is made with a filet, you know, beef tenderloin, so it's so soft and yummy. Put this mushroom cheesy sauce in there, wrap your steak in prosciutto, and then bake it in a puff pastry. Ooh. They're awesome. And then the recipe for Parker's apple fritters, with or without walnuts, that is up there. I don't like to bake, but it's his recipe, not mine. So it's up there.
Love that. He's got somebody's got to be a baker.
I thought you had an incredible deal on spinach for me.
Well, I did. I read this.
Were you not listening?
Yeah.
Market basket, $2 for $3.
Where did I miss that?
I said it right before I said the family size on a fresh pasta. Spinach, $2 for $3.
Right. Do you want to go back and listen at noon and hear it all again? Yeah, if you weren't here currently while you were a part of it?
She mentioned it off the air. I'm like, whoa, I'm going in next week. Monday. Getting back.
Well, is the sale going to be still a sale on Monday?
Oh, no, it starts on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
Market basket, sales start on Sunday. Yep. Unless you go in Saturday night, because a lot of the managers aren't working on Sunday. So what they do is they change all the prices over on Saturday. So if you get there on Saturday, you might find your spinach already on sale.
It's good. Hey, I feel educated.
Yeah. So all that is at my page at morningbuzz.com. Get a good deal. Get a good recipe. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Have some
Thank
good
you,
food.
Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
But that was the Buzz 24/7 for today. I think we're good.
Yeah, and tomorrow is a... I don't know if you
Archive
already
Friday.
In.
Archive Friday. We'll figure something out.
Okay.
Or you just won't get anything.
Yeah.
I guess we'll decide tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Five things you need to know. Weekly punch in the face.
I'm not happy.
Scott's not happy. And we don't like when Scott's not happy. He feels like he's being gypped of something. He feels like there's something he is missing. And he needs someone to step up and be this person for him. So maybe we'll even ask if people want to be that person for you. Because sometimes you just need a person.
Yeah.
So we'll figure that out tomorrow. No BuzzFeud tomorrow because obviously Greg's not here. He'll still be in Iceland. So we'll figure out another way to give away Win Before You Can Buy Disturbed tickets. Yes?
Yes.
TSO tickets. Yes.
Yep.
Something.
Yes.
We'll figure it out. We're going home.
Bye.
Thanks.